Okay, my name is Franck Berger. What I do for a living is that I'm the head of the vegetable seed division of Groupe Limagrain of France, and I'm here at ISF as the president of the French National Seed Association, UFS, and chairman of the National Organizing Committee.
Franck, thanks so much for your time here in Nice at the World Seed Congress this week. As you mentioned, you're the chair of the organizing committee for the Congress this year. What's the one thing you hope to see accomplished here at the World Seed Congress in Nice?
Well, first of all, I wish for all the participants to feel at home in Nice. We have a great venue, we have a record attendance, and I think everyone will be able to have profitable business meetings, but also a chance to contribute to the work of the various sections and committees at the ISF, which crafts the global and common vision of the seed community.
You play two roles. You're president of UFS and you're also CEO of Limagrain Vegetable Seeds. As the global seed industry gathers here in Nice this week, what's the one thing that you want the world to know about France's seed industry?
Well, I would use maybe three words: diverse, well-organized, and high-performing. This is what comes to mind. France is the headquarter of several world-renowned companies such as Limagrain, Florimond Desprez, Bioline or RAGT, and it hosts important R&D, processing and commercial sites of many global international players. In France, you will find breeders dedicated to a large range of crops: corn, cereals, oil and protein crops, forage, turf, vegetables. But our country also boasts one of the most experienced and versatile network of seed growers and seed production company, all supported by absolutely top-notch technical institutes. We also have an efficient system for declaring and collecting fees for royalty-bearing seed crops. This has been in place for decades. We can ensure with this system the financing of sustainable effort in breeding. And the end result is a 3.3 billion euro industry and the world's number one exporter in the world.
I come from Canada, and right now we currently have an initiative called Seed Synergy. One of the goals of Seed Synergy is to bring our six seed industry associations together under one umbrella. The French seed industry has already done this by bringing together, coincidentally, six seed associations into one, which is now called UFS. Can you tell me a little bit about the history of how that happened and why the French seed industry did that?
Well, actually, this all happened in the second tentative. Actually, there was a first attempt to about 25 years ago, which didn't materialize. But then 10 years ago, these six product-based seed association came together. And we will celebrate this 10th anniversary this coming November. Well, I think simply put, the leaders of these organizations realized that questions like the evolution of the regulatory framework at the national or European level, the promotion of the seed sector, or the management of transversal issues such as seed treatment were completely transversal and could be tackled better through one single united voice, and that particularities had to be set aside for people to reunite around the biggest challenges and the main topics. And it worked.
You used a phrase that we're using in Canada right now, that we need to have one voice. Our industry needs to speak with one single united voice. But it's been a challenge. There's been a lot of controversies, a lot of discussions surrounding it. What was the biggest challenge that you had here in France in bringing those groups together, and how did you overcome that?
I know there's a saying in French which says that everyone sees midday at its door, meaning that basically you are not looking for what time it is at your neighbor's door, but you only look at yours. If you do this, you necessarily stay with a fairly narrow mind. And like in any human organization, there was a challenge at the creation of UFS in letting aside the particularisms to concentrate on the more elevated and global issues. But I think they have been swiftly overcome. I believe the sense of purpose was really the major factor.
I'd like to switch gears, talk a little bit about Lima Grain. You've been with Lima Grain Vegetable Seeds for 12 years. The company's come a long way in that time. You're now the second largest seed company worldwide in vegetable seeds. What's most gratifying for you in your role, and what do you love most about working at Lima Grain with vegetable seed?
Well, you know what is the motto of ISF? The motto is seed is life. I think nothing could be more true when it comes to vegetable seeds. We deal with products that bring color, taste, diversity of choice, nutritional benefits, but also pleasure to people around the world. And it does take us, the professionals, to some of the most intimate corners of farming and rural life in all continents.
In 2018, you celebrated the 50th anniversary of your research station in Saint-Rémy-de-Provence here in France. Over the last 8 years, you've made an investment of 8.3 million euros for the expansion and renovation of the site. That shows a huge commitment to meeting the future. As our world population grows and approaches 9 billion by 2050, how will Lima Grain continue to keep on top of ensuring it continues to meet that rising demand?
Well, we pay great attention to providing our breeding community the best tools to deliver a constant flow of new varieties that will satisfy the needs of our customers, wherever they might be operating. And this is always operated in the closest proximity with the markets. That's where the real things are happening. So, at Lima Grain in particular, our philosophy is really to maintain a very wide range of products, including regional species and sometimes very local types, so that in any country we operate, growers and consumers will have a real choice when they are looking for products in one of the Lima Grain vegetable brands. These brands are well known. Clos, Villemorin, Hazera, Harrisman, Mikado, they all have a high recognition across geographies. For some years now, we have given a particular attention to Asia, where Lima Grain is the only global vegetable seed actor to have operations in 7 countries through our 3 business units, but also to sub-Saharan Africa, in particular through a partnership with the Zimbabwean company Seedco.
What's most exciting for you right now in the world of vegetable seed in terms of breeding technologies? That's a huge topic here at the World Seed Congress. And how do you see Lima Grain making use of these technologies in the future?
It is an important question, Mark, and thanks for asking. It has always been important to be at the forefront of science for Lima Grain and to make sure that our research teams have access to all cutting-edge technologies. Now, this being said, we also know that the regulatory landscape will shape, actually, the real impact that these technologies will really have in different parts of the world. And we do hope that harmonized regulations will be put in place worldwide. With the key challenges that agriculture is facing to reduce its use of phytosanitary products and to adapt to climate change, 2 of the major challenges, these technologies have tremendous potential, in particular in the domain of disease resistance, which is where we do invest a lot in R&D activities in vegetable seeds. So let's hope that the regulatory framework will allow the seed sector to use these technologies and to deliver the promises.
Well, that's a huge challenge. What do you think is the key in really overcoming that?
Well, advanced genetics to deliver better products for the consumer, to make production systems more efficient economically and environmentally, and to create value for the farmers, that absolutely remains the cornerstone of what we do. We are in an environment which is both competitive and unbalanced from a regulatory standpoint, and we think that we will have to participate to the dialogue with the authorities to really make sure that this framework allows the free flow of products and the creation of innovation. Innovation is absolutely what we need to do to remain not only competitive amongst our partners and colleagues, but also to be able to deliver the right products to the consumer. So we want to keep at the forefront of innovation. Technology is one thing, but there is also a lot of innovation to be done in the processes we use, in the way we organize ourselves, and in the way we bring people in. One key consideration: seed business is about people. So we need to make sure that we continue to attract the right talent in our sector by promoting our activities and by showing how meaningful they are in a world where new generations are constantly looking for sense and purpose. This is really critical going forward.
Before I let you go, what's the one thing you want the world to know about Lima Grain vegetable seeds as we meet here in France this week?
Well, maybe that from the beautiful but somewhat isolated land of Limagne in the very center of France, a global leader in vegetable seeds has been created over the last 40 years by patiently knitting together diverse cultures and people who can count on the long-term view and the commitment of a farmer-owned mother company to continue building its future.
Thank you so much for your time.
You're most welcome.